This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Day Health on the Air, Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell from his forbidden doctor. He's not the forbidden doctor, but the information that he has, that he gleans out of his research, brings him to different conclusions than a lot of other doctors. Does he come up with these ideas just off the top of his head? Does he look at research? A lot of doctors, including the other fellow that we have on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, says he would not recommend anything that wasn't evidence-based. Science is a factor here, and I think that makes a lot of sense, frankly. When you look at the work that's done by people who are selling vitamins, minerals, supplements, that sort of thing, and the wide variety, Jack, we talk about this all the time, but I think it's worth underscoring. We, each time we get together, we sort of talk about things that come from standard process. We have a supplement of the day. You have your supplements that you've created yourself. You and Mary have done the ageless thyroid and what you call the Lee, which I think lifetime, what does the Lee stand for? Lifetime.
Long life.
That's right. Yeah. So we have this focus on evidence. And what we are, you know, we're basing our thoughts on evidence. So one person says the evidence shows that masks are important. Another person says the evidence doesn't show that masks are there. So as a thinking American, I want to know what to believe, because I think there's merit to both sides of the information that's presented. How do I know your information is better than somebody else's information? And you are so, you're a great salesman, if you will, for your point of view. That's what makes Forbidden Doctor as a website very successful. But it is not necessarily just because you're forceful in presenting the information that makes it true. Or not. Doesn't make any, I don't think that should be the frame.
I've got a great website for you. It's a very short URL.
Yeah.
Called thennt.com. Thennt.com. It's a group of physicians who have developed a framework for a rating system to actually evaluate the therapies that are considered evidence-based medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are their credentials? Are they all like thinkers?
They're MDs, a various group, a board of MDs and research scientists who go through certain called evidence-based medical reports and say, well, here's what's good about it. Here's what's not so good about it. Here's what they might do instead. Here are the ones that really stand up to crucial investigation. Here are the others that are really somebody's opinion, not necessarily evidence-based. So what you do is you go to this website and then put in what you're looking for, and they will come up for the studies that they think are relevant to that particular ID. These are independent people. There's no money behind this. So it's a good website. I like to throw stuff up against from time to time when I'm not really sure that I've got all the evidence one way or the other to make an opinion. So mm-hmm. This is one of my research sites, thennt.com.
Why does it have to be opinion? Why can't it just be these are the facts?
Well, it all depends on who's paying for the facts.
That's right.
And I think Ken would agree with this. It's not so much what's in the abstract, and it's not so much what's in the summary. It's what's in how the study was designed, and how did they go about actually getting to the conclusion that they came to. Now, every study's biased, even the ones that start off by saying, well, we're not very biased, and we're just kind of being open-minded as we look at this. Baloney. just the very fact that you tried to initiate a study shows some bias to one degree or another. And the more you can leave that bias out, and the more it says towards the end of the study, you know what, this is, we went into this thinking this. This is what we found. This is where more study is needed. This is where we were wrong. This is where we think we were right. But here's what we suggest further studies should look at. Now, those are the kind of studies I like, rather than one that comes out and says, masks prevent disease, period. So, you know, why? And when you brought up masks to start with, during this whole time in lockdown and masks, the incidence of viral influenza didn't change at all. We had the same rate of viral influenza going on the last several months when we were wearing masks in order to stop the coronavirus. So, you know, I mean... It comes down to personal responsibility.
Yeah, it does. It so flies in the face to say what people think is irresponsible is that you are, that you collectively, I'm not saying just you, but you don't much think that masks do that much good. I don't know whether they do or they don't, frankly. I know that psychologically, I think a lot of illness comes from your state of mind, literally and figuratively.
Of course, absolutely.
And so if you think you have, for example, I think I have a strong immune system. I hope that's fact. But I'm sure as hell thinking that with that attitude, I ward off a lot of stuff that might otherwise, if you're thinking, you're going to say, oh, well, I get a flu every year, and oh, well, I get a cold every year, and oh, well, my wife has bowel cancer.
Absolutely. Those people are going to die sooner than they
can. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So it's kind
because
of in your head.
It sets a chemical balance inside the body, or an imbalance, I should say.
Yeah.
We know that your thoughts affect metabolic balance inside the human body. There's no issue about it. There's no argument. People who jump out of bed in the morning, who are excited for life, who've got creative drive behind them and are going to conquer the day, are the people who are the healthiest on the planet as opposed to the ones you just...
Let me at today. Let's go.
Yeah. Exactly.
Jack Stockwell, doctor of chiropractic medicine. He's here on this program every week, board-certified NUCA chiropractor, GAPS practitioner as well. So his experience and the things he talks about come from those fields. I have the drugs that I was administered after I had my TIA. I want to talk about that with you as we continue here. But I don't want to leave this quite yet because there's an analogy that is worth sharing as to what you do and how you keep yourself from getting sick. Dr. Jack, our podcast every week, we have the Good Day Health podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. The most recent one with Jack is a focus on medications that you should always avoid. So we'll talk about that and other things. That's gooddayhealthshow.com.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Getting enough sleep is critical to your health. Yet, according to reviews.org, about 66% of us go to bed with our smartphones. So what's wrong with tech in the bedroom? We asked sleep expert Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic.
So these smartphones and tablets, they can emit what we call a blue light, which can suppress the natural hormone, which is melatonin. And melatonin is known to produce and promote sleep and is also known to have some circadian rhythm effects. So when the blue light is emitted and melatonin is suppressed as a result, we are not able to get to sleep at a proper time, and neither we are able to get a good quality sleep.
More info on Tech in the Bedroom is at clevelandclinic.org.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, the focus on masks. It doesn't have to be masks. It could be anything. I a couple of questions about how the seasons, as we get into fall, and people are going to be cold, and they're going to be wanting to come inside to eat, have gatherings. It's pretty easy in the summertime to be out and about. Maybe you don't have to worry about a mask so much. But then as the wintertime approaches, how do we handle gatherings if we don't take precautions? What's your advice?
Well, we're under the assumption that the mask stops a virus. That's a false assumption to start with. The viral elements are much smaller than the fabric weave. You know, even the N95 filters down to 3 microns. The coronavirus is 1 micron. So
why doesn't everybody else tell us this? Why are you the only one who tells us this?
The trick is to ask the right questions. The only way you can get out of the mess we're in is you start asking the right questions. And one of the things that the media is very famous for is not asking the right
questions. So what's the right question? What's the right question?
The right question is, where is the science that actually establishes the fact that a mask will prevent the transmission of a virus? Now, you can argue it'll stop, like, bronchitis and a bacterial infection in the lungs. Yeah, because bacteria are larger than the weave of the mask. But where is the science? There isn't any. There isn't, which is why the WHO is flip-flopped on it. It's why the CDC has flip-flopped.
Well, the WHO is worthless.
On whether you should ask.
Chinese controlled. I don't give a damn what they say, because they're run by
There's money behind.
But why would we
assume there isn't money behind the CDC? Why would we assume that just because?
Because we think as taxpayers we're paying the bill.
That's right.
For the
so,
CDC.
That's right. And so the correct question is, how much science is there behind what the CDC is saying? We look at it as an authoritarian figure.
So how do we ever know that anything, if we have that attitude, then everything's...
No. It falls back on us to be responsible enough to research the matter ourselves.
Well, we are. You know better than that. You know people. The average person that comes into your clinic in Salt Lake City isn't going to do research
on
what kind of mask.
They're
going to listen to somebody who is
That's
an authority
right.
figure, supposedly.
That's right. And so what happens when you have an authority figure come out like Tom, what's his name there, in Pennsylvania, who comes out and does one of the most draconian lockdowns in his state, the state Supreme Court finally comes out and says, this is unconstitutional. We don't care if you're the governor. You cannot do these kinds of things that you're saying. But most of the people will bow down to it. And that's what allows tyrannical power to gain force on the planet, is when most of the people say,
The more this you have, the more tyranny. There's no question about that. The more control in the hands of a few. That's what happens. And in this circumstance, it is about the people who run the drug companies, the people who are connected to them.
Yes.
Remember, what happens at the CDC and Department of Health and Human Services is the people from these companies, mostly drug companies, get hired to do the jobs of monitoring or coming up with positions or regulations. So they go over there, they change everything, and there's no law that's enacted. It's done by rules and regs.
On the
they go back to their company, and they've changed things to their benefit.
Door. That's right. That's right. So it leaves us suffering under the illusion that what they have to say is the last word.
So how do I say that and have somebody not yell at me? Not that I really care if somebody yells at me.
If you want to live in a world where no one ever will yell at you because you took a stand, that world doesn't exist.
See, my stand is that we should not have shut down businesses the way we did. It just isn't.
Amen.
The numbers just don't add up. And I think and then I'm accused of being, you callous son of a you. What are you talking about? Look at all these people that died. So we'll talk about that as we continue. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Moving back along into the focus of your health and well-being from the perspective of one doctor that I certainly recognize and respect, board-certified NUCA chiropractor, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He's a GAP practitioner. We're talking about masks. Well, we're talking about the flu. Actually, we're kind of looking at this from a universal point of view. We were talking about masks and whether they do any good or they don't do any good. If it feels good to wear them, wear them. I think that's the bellwether. I don't feel strongly. I don't think you go around. I think it's not smart. I don't think it's good form, actually, to go around and tell people don't wear a mask, even if you don't think it does anything. I think psychologically it does something. Maybe there's a mask that we could recommend, Jack, because I think you've said that sometimes people wearing masks too long, or depending on the type, could be holding things in that are not good for them. Is that that's correct?
Well, that's true. And you know, when you breathe out, you're breathing out moisture. And what happens is that moisture builds up on the outside of the mask. And whatever you're breathing out is going to accumulate on the outside of that mask. People wearing masks are known to touch their face up to 30 times a minute, I mean an hour. And whatever you're touching on the outside of that mask is going to end up wherever you're touching stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of mechanical aspects to this. But we also know that people who have a tendency towards something called respiratory acidosis need to be breathing in as much oxygen as possible and getting rid of as much carbon dioxide as possible. So there's a problem with that as well. But here in the Salt Lake City area, we also have a mandatory mask law, not law, a decree, I should say.
And you're fined if you don't wear a mask.
No, it hasn't gone that. It hasn't gone that bad, and you're seeing more and more people not wearing them. But businesses will require you to wear them inside the business.
Yep.
And the crazy thing in the restaurant is that you have to wear it to your table, then you can take it off at your table. And
right.
If you're going to go to the bathroom, you have to put it back on from your table to the bathroom, back to your chair. And then you have to wear it when you leave till you get outside. And then, of course, according to the Salt Lake City, your Salt Lake County mayor, you should be wearing it all the time anyway. So, you know, it wears on and wears on. And that's why you're seeing more and more protests of this all around the country. I mean, it was burn your credit card or your draft card, then it was burn your bra, and now it's burn your mask.
Well, I think we have better things to do than that. I would like to think that we have better things to do. The element of getting back to work, just having some common sense, maybe common decency, whatever it is. Maybe it's just all for show. I don't know. But I know that I feel better kind of not wanting to be the object of a lot of discord. I don't want to go into the thing and say, you know, I dare you to call the police on me or that kind of stuff. I don't want to.
Well, that's silly.
But there are people. I've been in stores. I've seen people confront others. You're wearing a mask. Get out of here. You know, that kind of stuff, isn't helpful either, frankly. Because then the masked police come in, and then you wonder, you can get into a whole debate of, well, where'd you get your information? How do you know wearing a mask? Well, because Dr. Fauci says it is. Well, then when you start questioning Dr. Fauci, you question authority, you can question anything and everything, and that's where it gets frustrating, and people go crazy, because they don't really know what to do. And I think that's kind of, if you want to...
That's why we do this show.
Right. If you want to get a perspective on it, then the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com that Jack and Mary have out this week, Are We Going to Wear a Mask Forever?, answers a couple of pretty simple and direct questions on this. And when we come back in the next half hour, I want to talk about having multiple diseases at the same time. Can we get two or three things? I mean, I think that's why people die, because they often have complications or rising out of various maladies. So talk about that as we continue. Don't forget the symptom survey, Jack's way of helping you out without having you spend any money. It's available online at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court today. Ginsburg died last Friday at 87. A private ceremony will be held this morning for Ginsburg's family, close friends, and members of the court, and a public viewing will be held from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern today, and from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. tomorrow. On Friday, her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to have ever been honored that way. The wife of the late Republican Senator John McCain is backing Joe Biden in November, Cindy McCain says the Democrat will stand up for American values, and though they never saw eye to eye on the issues in the past, she says Biden is honest and will lead the nation with dignity. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Late NBA superstar Kobe Bryant's widow, Vanessa, is suing the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department over leaked photos of the helicopter crash scene after her husband and 13-year-old daughter and others were killed in that crash. The lawsuit claiming that no fewer than 8 sheriff's deputies at the site pulled out their personal cell phones and snapped photos of the dead children, parents, and coaches. The lawsuit alleges that Sheriff Alex Villanueva attempted to then cover up the situation by telling deputies if they deleted the images, they would not face discipline. Federal agents in Chicago want to hear from any underage girls or boys who might be victims of Netflix Cheers star Jerry Harris. People can go on a Seeking Victim Information webpage specifically created to gather evidence in Harris's case to identify any minors who may have had inappropriate contact with him. Authorities say the victims may have used Snapchat or Instagram to communicate with Harris at cheer competitions. The 21-year-old actor is accused of coercing minors to send him nude photos and videos. He is also accused of soliciting sex from boys as young as 13. And for the 8th year in a row, the L.A. Dodgers are the National League Western champions. The Dodgers also clinching the top seed in the postseason, I should say. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen. I often say I'm a doctor. I practice without a license. I've had a lot of experience. Most recently, the experience that I've talked about on the air has been my TIA that I had. And you and I were talking about the relevance of having the two drugs that I've stopped. Both of them I've stopped. One of them, the statin, is called rosuvastatin. R-O-S-U-V-A-S-T-A-T-I-N. See, I knew nothing about any of this stuff before because I wasn't close to it. I knew what a statin was, but I didn't know there were so many different types. I had a negative reaction to this to the point where my muscles were cramping up, where I had a muscle spasm in my back and I couldn't walk. So this was not the right thing for me. And there's a warning. You could have problems, muscular problems and yada, yada, yada on it. So I'm probably going to try a different one, but I'm not in a big hurry to, and I'll go through them and see how they are. And then I was on the blood thinner. What the hell is it with you guys with these names? Clopidogrel.
Well, the different syllables.
P-I-D-O-G-R-E-L. It sounds like something that you'd get if you were in Prague or something. I don't know. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, whatever this clope de dope is, when I was taking that for the thinning of my blood, I started getting a little dizzy, and I was losing my balance. And so my question to you and to Ken is whether or not this stuff could thin my blood enough. I have low blood pressure anyway, averaging 110 over 65, 68, like in there. Is this stuff going to thin my blood enough to make me dizzy or make me a little just, you know, I just feel like I don't have balance as much as I did?
Your body will... Your body will beg, borrow, and steal everything it can inside itself to keep that blood clean and pure and of the right viscosity, mm-hmm. which, of course, means whether it's too thin or too thick. And as a result, it will do everything it can to make sure that the brain has delivered what it needs. And if it gets outside of that margin, dizziness can easily happen.
Well, but the other side of that is, artificially, my brain... is fed, not artificially, there's a carotid artery that feeds blood up into my brain and everybody yeah. else's as well. And if because of whatever dietary choices I've made over the years, I have, or perhaps the way my body works, I have no plaque whatsoever in my thoracic cavities, none. None around the aorta, none in any, not any place in my whole body. In my brain, my neck going into my brain, the carotid arteries are plugged a little bit on one side, a little more on the other side, and whether that is, if those were to be cleaned out, would I think better, would my brain be better, under the circumstances, I certainly don't want to have any of the problems that some people have had by not having. My father, as the prime example, had fibrillations when he was in his 50s. He died of a stroke. He'd had three before he died from one when he was 91. And so, but they all said it was because he had thick blood. And, well, yeah, I don't know. I'll listen to the doctors tell me that, and I can ask the same questions. Well, you know, how do you really know the difference between thick blood and thin blood? Can you tell when you give blood? I don't even know if I can give blood anymore now that I've started these medications. But can you give blood? And will that, when you look at the hole, like I usually clot right up and you can't see, as soon as the needle comes out, there's no sign of the needle being in there. So yeah. if I take this clot. Blood thinner, yeah. So does that mean the blood clots too quickly and it could clot in my brain if there was a restriction? I mean, I understand the philosophy behind all of this stuff. So how do you keep that from happening is the question.
Well, when they take the blood, they're obviously going to type match it. They want to know what type of blood you have.
I'm A positive.
But yeah, and it's and for people who end up needing blood in surgery or serious injury, whatever else, what they're doing is they're going to type match it, and they're not going to worry too much about the viscosity at that time because of the emergency procedure involved. What I mean is, your body, regardless of whether, and I'm only saying this theoretically, whether the blood sitting in there in a pint bag is too thin or too thick, your body is going to do what it needs to do with that blood to either thin it or thicken it up.
Then why do you have, if that's the case, why do we have strokes?
Well, there's hemorrhagic strokes. About 15 to 20% of strokes are hemorrhagic bleeds. 80% of them are clots.
Yeah.
There's so many causative factors behind the body having an unnatural clotting effect inside of itself. It could be the side effect of drugs itself. It could be the side effect of any kind of a poisoning that's taking place. It could be a bad gas exchange taking place in the lungs. It could be some toxicity in the liver that could lead to these kinds of problems. Arrhythmia of the atria of the heart. That's why atrial fibrillation can be a serious clot producer. There may be a genetic tendency in that direction. There may be some malnutrition in the sense that you're missing something vital in the diet that helps to control the clotting cascade. Clotting is a calcium-dependent operation. You must have enough calcium, free calcium, in the bloodstream in order to initiate calcium. If you clot right away, as soon as the needle is extracted from the arm when you're donating blood, that's a very good sign. You should clot right away. But that doesn't mean that you have a clotting problem taking place in the brain for the same reason.
Well, what does it mean? How do you ensure that you're not going to have... That's the ruse or somehow the rub here. I want to know what's going to keep me from dying of a stroke or keep me from growing old and watching my grandchildren grow up. That's what I want to know.
All right. We need to examine what caused it in the first place and look at whatever environmental factors,
behaviors,
anything else.
Nobody seems to know what
else
caused it because it disappeared.
Well, I always look at the dietary intake and whatever kind of poisoning might be taking place, and it always comes back to what is sitting on your dinner table or what is missing from the dinner table. And so anytime we're dealing, I'm not a cardiologist. However, I have an awful lot of patients with cardiology problems.
That's why you have Ken here.
That's why you have Ken. But we always recommend Fos Food Liquid. Anytime there's been a clotting problem, Fos Food Liquid thins the blood. And it's natural. It's
food-based. But people will have the same reaction to it as I do. It eats the enamel on your teeth, and it tastes like poison.
Well, you don't put it on your
poison.
Teeth.
Well, but
if you chewed up...
Can you make it in a capsule form, have standard process, make it in a capsule form, so that why can't they do that? They do a lot of other stuff, like certainly...
Because it's a liquid. Because it's
so
an
put
acid.
It in the capsule.
It's orthophosphoric acid. Well, it would dissolve the capsule.
But
I take a shot of it in the morning myself, and I just throw it in the back of my throat, and it does not touch my teeth. And then but you can put it in some fruit juice. You can put it in something else to dilute the taste. And I understand it's not the best tasting stuff in the world, but I take it because I know it helps me. And that's all I need to know. There's some other stuff that Standard Process makes that's not necessarily the best tasting stuff in the world because it comes from food and it's some organ extracts and it's been desiccated, it's dried out, it's powderized, it's stamped into a tablet. It doesn't smell like, chocolate covered cherries, but I take it because I know it underscores my general health profile.
All right. Well, as soon as somebody develops that phosphorus thing so it doesn't taste like it does, let's do that. In the meantime, I'll pause for a moment or two. Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health. We talk a lot about taking care of your body, diet, the Calitrin diet that we're always talking about here on this program. Good exercise is important as well. Make sure you take care of your brain the same way you're taking care of your body. Pay attention. If you are looking for a way to improve your memory, let's say, make your brain healthier, then Prevagen is the way to go. With Prevagen, you'll enjoy a healthier brain, therefore a better life. Add the proven brain health supplement. It's an all-natural, it's the stuff that I talk about all the time here. If the companies want me to endorse it, it's got to be all-natural. And therefore, I am happy to tell you Prevagen is that way and will improve your memory, your brain health in general. So how about getting on board? Brain health is important as you get older, as body health is. Add Prevagen to your daily routine for improvement in age-related cognitive impairments. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. So we're rounding the bend here in trying to figure out what the right thing to do is in terms of your advice and somebody else's advice. And that's why I have you. You're here to challenge me, and I'm here to challenge you, because I think we need to be able to answer these questions, because you fly in the face of so much information that comes from the traditional sources. And, you know, that's one of the reasons it's good. We need to have alternate points of view based on information that you can glean from doing a lot of studies. And there are a lot of people, you know, I think the public says it as well as can be expected. More people spend money, and more money is spent on so-called
alternative
medicine than on traditional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have, are you paying attention to all this stuff with the vaccine discussion, biotech and Pfizer and Moderna? They all say they could have a coronavirus by maybe the end of October, something about Christmas. And then AstraZeneca says that they're testing it, and somebody gets sick, so they stop testing it. So then one wonders, okay, what are they going to do to fix it? And are we going to, is that all that's going to be? You know, so many questions, Jack. There's just so many
There are some very well instructed, well taught, well educated epidemiologists in this country, one of which I respect up here at the University of Utah, says it takes 5 to 6 years to establish safety factors in the vaccine. You can't rush something like that overnight because of all the different things that are involved in the cocktail. And so anytime you rush to get something like this done, there's going to be some consequences. Now, the risk is, you know, do you think it's going to help you more than your chances of some kind of a negative reaction to this? And, of course, with the 1986 Vaccine Safety Act, you can't sue anybody if you're hurt by this stuff. They are completely beyond liability. The vaccine companies
are beyond all liability. Well, that's because of the influence that they wield. Going back to what we said earlier in the hour, how these companies put their people into positions of power in these various regulatory agencies, and that's how they fix this stuff. So they protect themselves completely. Yeah, completely. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that this is there are a lot of it's just the questions and answers that I brought up as an example, the stuff with the drugs that I was taking but stopped taking, because I want your point of view. A lot of people listening are going through the same stuff I am, and they can hear something, but they want the answer to the question. So if I say, I'm not taking any of these two things, and you tell us to take that poisonous phosphorus stuff...
Now, you know, I didn't tell you to stop taking that statin. I said, try another one.
Ken told me to try another one. Yeah, I'm going to try another one. But
yeah,
in the meantime,
if you want to use a statin, then try another one, because they are known, some of them, to cause terrible muscle spasms right out of the gate.
Hi, Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Check out the website ForbiddenDoctor.com. Doug Steffen and Jack at 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After the hour now, back with Dr. Jack Stockwell, the Nuka chiropractor from Salt Lake City. He and his wife run a fabulous clinic there and a great website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, in which there are plenty of philosophies that are exposed, explained. I guess both of those things we apply to you, Jack.
Sure.
You expose a lot of faulty thinking from your perspective. And
we quote the science,
value and virtue. Well, you know, there's a question about vitamins and stuff. I was going to ask you, thank you for bringing it up, because I'm a user of standard processed products, and you are somebody who peddles them, if I can use that term in a not such a guttural sense. But you have a lot of them, and people use them because they are all food-based.
Yes.
But there's a controversy. When I listen to other doctors, like on our Good Day Health show, you appear and Ken Kronos appears, he's always talking about evidence-based medicine. Evidence means science. It's something that has to be tested, like all the discussion about the COVID vaccine and how it's being tested and whether somebody's dying because they, you know, there have been, the AstraZeneca stuff has been full of problems, it would seem. So, but they're tested, and the FDA won't approve them unless there's scientific evidence that shows they work. And then we all know, even though there's scientific evidence that proves they work and they go out on the marketplace, people die taking drugs certain times because they don't work for everybody. So,
When it comes to vitamins, where is the proof? Does Standard Process, as an example, have proof, scientific proof, that their vitamins B, C, D, whatever it is that they have, all work and do the things that we say they do? Like, it's, we hear everybody talking about vitamin D all the time. You don't have enough B or V, B or D in your system. Then I saw something this week about vitamin C. There's a problem with C. You could get too much vitamin C in your system. So, good God, it changes every single week, it seems. There's something that contradicts, and they all point to scientific evidence.
Yes,
so,
of course.
What the heck do we believe here?
Well, you know, when you sit down to eat a dinner at night, do you eat something that Mother Nature made, or do you eat something that came out of a factory and out of a bunch of chemicals?
I had some crab meat.
Was it real crab meat or fake?
No, it was real crab. That Pollock stuff is awful. It was crab meat. I sliced an onion and put some spinach and onion on a on gluten-free bread and had some potato chips. That's what I have done.
Well, did Mother Nature make the onion? Yes, Mother Nature in fact did. Well, what do you know about it? Did Mother Nature make the spinach? Why didn't you eat fake stuff? Why do you
like
eat stuff that Mother Nature made?
I go to
then
the farm.
Why would you take vitamins that came from a laboratory as opposed to vitamins that come from food?
But most people don't even realize the difference.
That's true. That's true.
They don't. They see vitamins.
That's
say, okay,
true.
I'm going to use that.
A vitamin is a vitamin. No, it isn't.
Correct.
No, it isn't.
No, I know it isn't.
You cannot improve on Mother Nature. And anything you take from Mother Nature and try to do something in the laboratory, you are only going to denature it. You're going to miss all of the unknown factors that are involved in that food that have yet to be discovered. We know that there are thousands upon thousands of phytonutrients in the skin of an apple. Even though we haven't identified all of them, we know that that's there. And to sit down in a laboratory and mix up a bunch of chemicals and say, hey, this is just as good as the skin of an apple, is absolutely ludicrous. Mm-hmm. But we do this all the time because we never spend any personal time investigating and researching this stuff for ourselves or our families. We usually shop based on price. We don't always shop based on quality or content or source. And anything that eases our lives because of the complications we face all the time, we usually opt out for the easy way. And an easy way is to get something synthetic from a laboratory as opposed to what Mother Nature made.
Well, it's interesting because Dr. Fauci has become somewhat of a hero in all of this. He certainly has become well known.
He made some comments on an Instagram interview with Jennifer Garner the other day saying, well, I take vitamin C and D to prevent infections.
Yeah.
Good. God bless him. Yeah. But I'm glad Dr. Atlas is in there now instead of Fauci, to tell you that.
Yeah. All right, there it is, Word to the Wise. This program brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight, the safe way, the simple way, the non-toxic way. Keep it off. Jack is one of these people who tell you doing it the natural way is what makes it more beneficial for your body. So check it out at toploss.com to see how the program works. It'll be right for you, I guarantee it. They guarantee it, or your money back. That's toploss.com for Calitrin, 59.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.